Pádraic Lodges here with the sports news on a Monday morning in September when Kerry are the All-Ireland champions again.
Yeah, the 37th time that they have been champions of Ireland, Gavin, and plenty of photographs of the celebrations and the newspapers this morning and the Sam Maguire Cup being lifted aloft. A most remarkable triumph really given Kerry's form in the league and that the sense from the county was that the team was in transition and there was no great expectation of success, but I suppose it's just like it always was, and for so many occasions they are the champions.
Is it me, or there seemed to be more Kerry people at the All-Ireland yesterday than in previous years, and the team certainly stayed on the pitch for an awful lot longer afterwards.
Yeah, for the best part of an hour they were savouring the moment that the win clearly meant an awful lot to them and to their supporters. The final scoreline, 2-9 to Kerry, Donegal 12 points, a first title for Kerry since 2009, and it completed a double for the Kingdom. The minor team also overcame Donegal by 17 points to 110. Shortly we'll be live at the Kerry Team Hotel, but first of all Mike McCartney got the views of supporters leaving Croke Park.
Oh God, absolutely got it. Murphy's kick there at the end of the game, I thought it was going to go into the back of the net, but it was a close game, it was a good game, and the atmosphere around the place is just absolutely brilliant. Just the wrong team, as a Donegal man, the wrong team won on the day.
Donegal went into the second half, especially in the centre field.
So the best team won?
Yeah.
You're a happy Kerry man?
I am. I'm all the way from Tralee. Kieran Donnelly play great. They all play great now.
If I told you during the league that Kerry were going to win the All-Ireland this year...
Well, when I came out of the Clare game, I said no way, not a hope. No, they proved us wrong.
I'm a very happy Kerry woman. I would have thought we'd have had it by a couple of points, but yeah, try telling Brawley and the like that was going to happen.
Two men from Fermanagh, what did you think?
Not a good final, but the better team won.
Poor football, in my opinion. Like, the football was poor, but at the end of the day, Kerry came out on top, and it was touch and go at all times.
Very disappointed, yes.
Disappointing from a Donegal perspective, like, they didn't win the kickouts and all that there. Like, that's why I see they lost the game. If we won a few more kickouts there in the middle of the field, like, we could have came away with a win there, but fair play to Kerry.
The best team won, yeah, unfortunately.
Well, the celebrations continued late into the night at the Clyde Court Hotel. We can cross there live now to join our Gaelic Games correspondent Marty Morrissey for further reaction. Good morning, Marty.
Good morning, Pádraic, and welcome to the Kerry winning hotel. We've moved from the Clyde Court to the Balls Bridge Hotel, where the team stayed here last night. I'm joined by 8 times All-Ireland medalist and Kerry selector Mikey Sheehy, and the brand new RTGA player of the match in the All-Ireland final, and indeed All-Ireland medalist Paul Murphy. Good morning, lads.
Good morning, Marty.
Mikey, have you had time to draw breath and, as they say, a mature reflection, look back on yesterday's game?
Marty, it's difficult to look back, and I suppose it was a fantastic occasion for Kerry. We haven't sat down and looked at the game yet. You know, there was a good bit of celebrations last night, but, in the lead up to the game, we were quietly confident of this team, and, thankfully, we came out on the right side of it.
But when you think, Mikey, of when yourself and Dermot and the rest of David Murphy joined Eamon Fitzmaurice in this, there was old Kerry are in transition, Paul Galvin retired, Tomás O'Shea, indeed, the man who has the number 5 jersey now, all retired, Gooch got injured. To do what you've done, kind of almost from nowhere, if I could say that in this instance, it appeared from nowhere, is remarkable.
Yeah, I suppose when you win, it's great, but it all comes down to the players, to be fair. Eamon put a strategy in place, he's a very astute guy. But in fairness, the players bought into it from day one. And in fairness to those guys, they're so tight as a group. They're so dedicated. And in fairness to those guys, we got the results yesterday. Thanks be to God.
Well, joining me is the RTGA player of the match in the All-Ireland final, Paul Murphy. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Marty.
Well, it's the morning after the night before. Has it dawned on you that you're now an All-Ireland medalist and indeed recognised as one of the best halfbacks in the country after your first championship season?
I suppose the simple answer is no. It hasn't dawned on me yet. It hasn't sunk in at all. I'd say probably later in the week. It's almost, I'd say, a shock still. It's been an unbelievable year. I suppose for the first year in the panel, I'm not naive enough to think you're going to win All-Irelands and get man of the match every year, but fantastic experience. And, just the euphoria after the game yesterday, that 5 minutes after the game with the players and the management, that's the feeling you want to replicate, so try and get it again in the years to come.
Well, you're a role model for so many people because you never actually got on the Kerry minor team. I know you played under 21, but you didn't make the minor team, but you never give up.
No, I suppose I was a small enough young lad. I suppose I'm still not a huge man, but I was small enough as a young lad, and it's probably a bit of physically weak for the minors. And but you know, of course, I kept playing with the club. Club is, you know, is where you start and where you finish. So kept playing with the club, and it was Eamon actually. Eamon Fitz at under 21 level. He took a punt on me in 2012, and then again at the start of this year. So I like a huge debt of gratitude to Eamon for giving me my chance. And yeah, you know, I suppose you keep playing with the club and hope the opportunities will come along.
What was the feeling like when that full-time whistle went, when you knew you had your first All-Ireland medal?
I don't know. I think I actually sunk to my sunk to my knees. I'm, you know, I'm not too sure. It was incredible, yeah. Beyond my wildest dreams, really. Unbelievable stuff.
And Mikey, to be a selector, having done it all before yourself, and to be part, see, build a team with Eamon Fitzmaurice and see them go up and get the Sam Maguire, must have been a great moment for you as well.
Yeah, Marty, a special moment, you know, but as Paul says, there's nothing can replace playing on the field, you know, and tis the next best thing. But in fairness to Eamon, you know, look, Eamon is a very astute manager, to be fair to the guy, and everything, you know, it worked out. A lot of people had doubts about us, even coming into the game yesterday, but thankfully everything worked out on the day, you know, and you can't beat hard work. These guys like Paul, you know, they work hard. They do their gym sessions, everything. They're so dedicated, like every other county. But to be fair to these guys, they got the reward yesterday.
I'd leave the last question to you, Paul, because the first stop on the train home is Ratmore Railway Station. And, of course, you're from Ratmore. You're looking forward to that?
Yeah, I am. I am, Marty. I can't wait for that now. I remember, it's not too long ago, I was there in the crowd cheering on Tom Sullivan and Aidan Mahoney and Declan. So just to be up there now myself, I'm really looking forward to now, yeah.
Well done, Paul Murphy and Mikey Shee. Thank you both indeed for joining us, from Championship debutant this year to an All-Ireland medalist. Well done to both of you. Pádraig.
Okay, thank you very much indeed. That's our Gaelic Games correspondent, Marty Morrissey. Away from Gaelic Games in the English Premier League, there was a 1-1 draw between Manchester City and Chelsea. Frank Lampard came on as a late substitute and scored the equalising goal for Manchester City, although he didn't celebrate afterwards. Not a great afternoon for Manchester United. They were 3-1 up with half an hour to play against Leicester City, but ended up losing 5-3. It was the first game in the Premier League era that United, first time in the Premier League era that United had lost a game, having held a 2-goal lead.
Yeah, so somebody tweeted last night a question, quiz question maybe in years to come: why is King Richard III and Manchester United, why are they alike? Because both were buried in Leicester.
Okay. Elsewhere in the SSC Electricity League Premier Division, Cork City beat Limerick 1-0 at Thomond Park. Rob Lee Han with the goal. The win cuts Dundalk's lead at the top of the table to 3 points. Shane Lowry finished in a tie for second place at the Wales Open Golf in Celtic Manor. He shot a final round of 70 to end on 13 under par alongside England's Tommy Fleetwood. They were one shot behind the winner, Dutchman Joos Luton. And Ireland's under 21 eventing team won team gold at the European Championships in Portugal. The team will arrive into Dublin Airport at lunchtime.
Pádraig, thank you.